Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Can everybody hear me? Matt, can you hear me? Yeah, okay, good. They hear me. So I wanted to share an interesting, or what I thought was in Chidushim in Sfirat HaOmer, which I, to the best of my knowledge, I see a lot of people are not aware of. There is a very interesting Tshuvat HaRashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuchavav. He says something mind-blowing. They asked him two questions about Sfirat HaOmer. The first question is, Why is it that we have minhag and everybody in between? Different people do it at different times. That is true. Some people do it before Alenu, some people do it after Alenu. Okay, fine. But everybody has a minhag that either the Shliach Tzibur or the Rav or somebody else makes the bracha and counts, and then everybody chimes in. No, but he says, what's the point? That the questioner, the person who asked the Rashba this question, was under the assumption, in his mind, he says, everybody has to count on their own anyway. So what's the point of saying it out loud? Let everybody just do it in unison, and that's it. What are you doing it for? By Halil, everybody says the Halil on their own, and he says it now. Again, by Halil... No, so not necessarily. You could be yotze with the chazan's bracha. No, so he's saying for the bracha, he said the whole mitzvah is the sfira, and everybody does the sfira on their own. So mitzvah, what do you gain by the shliach tzibur doing this? Hare, everybody's going to have to do it afterwards anyway. Don't ask me from halil and from shofar and from whatever else it is, because over there everybody is being reliant on his mitzvah, but over here by the let's say by shofar. You're being yotzeh from him. Although you're not being yotzeh from him, everybody is individually chayav to be sofer. So listen to this. Says the Rashba, you are categorical. Even your hava mina is wrong. Listen to this. Says the Rashba, he says, tshuva. This is chilek alef siman kuf chavav, 126. Yeah? Yeah. So he says, I don't think he cared. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the Rashba was... the Rashba wasn't the number, being concerned about number, he'd be jibbit that. Yeah, anyway, so he says like this. Tshuva, tchilat kol davar, da shliach tzibur motzi et hashomaim sheshomea keone veafilu lecha tchilat. He says, you're wrong. He says, you are under the assumption that everybody, he's only motzi bibracha, but everybody's chayav b'sfira. That's wrong. He says, shomea keone applies very much to... Okay, I'm back. I'm back. I'm sorry, Rabotai. I apologize for that. There was someone calling. Yeah.
Do you mind if I got cut off? Contingent to.
Yeah, I got cut off. I'm sorry. Can I put it?
Oh, yeah. I can do this, actually. With the Wi-Fi.
It's on Wi-Fi. So you're good.
It turns on the it's Wi-Fi with. Yeah, it's good.
I think so.
You hear you?
Matt, you hear me?
Yeah.
And now we're good. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, this is Gamzum Letova. Anyway, Bikitsur.
So Rabbi, it was like a movie. It was like a climax moment of your speech and then like zoom. It was like a movie. You were like climaxing your speech and then zoom.
Yeah. A word from our sponsors. Anyway, so, Matt's always our sponsor.
Don't watch movies. That's the word.
Oh. This is prime airtime here. Prime time. You know what I'm saying? How much is a commercial during the Super Bowl? 30 seconds. How much?
How much do you pay for 30 seconds? For 30 seconds.
Anyway, the Kitsu, do you know how much psychology goes into those commercials for those 30 seconds? Make it count, because if you're spending $3 million for 30 seconds, you got to sell your product. You know what I'm saying? So they have to, but you know what? That we have to, we're not selling products, we're selling the Torah. The Torah sells itself. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to invest in it, it invests in us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true.
30 seconds of Shion is $3 million. One more, so 3 seconds.
Ah, there you go. There you go. There you go. So, the Rashba says, you are yotzei the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, since it is a speech-related mitzvah. He says, you're also yotzei with Shomei Ke'oneh. Who told you not? And he brings a raya. He says like this. And he says, afilu l'chatchila, כמו שאמרו במסכת סוכה, בפרק לולה וגזול, אמר אבא, הלכתה גבירתה איקה למגמר מהללה, הוא אומר, ברוך הבא, והן אומרים בשם אדוני, מכאן לשומע כעונה, ואמר רבי חייא בר אבא, חכימיה ודרושיה וספריה וראשי עמה, אמרה, שמע ולא ענה, יצא. He brings a few ראיות. The Gemara says, many places, תימנים actually have such a minhag, which was the minhag בזמן הגמרא, how did they say הלל? Halel is also a speech-related minhag. How do they say? Only the Shliach Tzur says the whole thing and the whole paragraph, and at the end, the answer, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then when it gets to, the Chazan says, Baruch Haba. They answer, the Kahal answers, B'Shemai. They're not saying every word. And yet, as a result of Shomei Ke'oneh, they're Yotzei, says the Rashba. The same applies to Sfirat HaOmer, not only the Bracha. You see, constantly, everybody takes into consideration, what do you do for a person who messed up on Sfirat HaOmer, and he loses the Sfirat Bibracha, which means he forgot an entire day. What does he usually do? He asks his neighbor, he asks his friend, the Shliach Tzibur, have in mind, do the Bracha for him. Everybody understands it's a given that he can be Motzioto with the Bracha. Says the Rashba, it's just as given that the Shliach Tzibur, or anybody else for that matter, can be Motzi, even the words of Sfirah. Okay? Wow. That's the way it works. Now, and he more ra'ayot ladavar, and he ends off like this. He says, "V'chol sheken be'one amen she'omer amen kemotzi bracha mipiv dameh, v'chol sheken kan she'en ikar mitzvah bracha el asfira, v'im yirtze ha'shomea yotzei dechova al yado min ha'bracha, v'achar kach kol echad sofer la'atzmo kederich she'anu nohagim bebirkat ha'alel." He says you can do either one. You can be yotzei with both bracha and sfira, or if you want, you can be yotzei with only bracha and do the sfira on your own, just like we do by halel. You know, the good doctor was saying before, isn't that what we do by halel? That the shliach tzibur makes the bracha, we answer amen, and then what? And then we say the halel on our own, which means we're yotzei for some parts with the bracha, and then we say the halel sfira ta'omer. So says the Rashba, why does the Shliach Tzibur say, we will see everybody, Tshuvat HaRashba. With that in mind, there's an even more interesting.
Why does the question is, why does the Shliach say the Bracha itself, and then everyone else say it themselves?
Why don't we just do it all together and finish? He's not being motzi anybody, everybody's chayav. Says Rashi, what are you talking about? He can be motzi whoever he wants. And there's no such thing as an individual chova for you to utter the words. He can utter the words for you.
Even without
chavana? Yes. So now you're getting into the next, you're leading into the next thing I wanted to bring, which there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Ba'al HaTanya, in Hilchot Sfirat HaOmer. He says something very interesting, like this. Hold on. Oh, says the Ba'al HaTanya, listen to this. We know there's a famous machloket, whether or not it has to do with the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, by Tkiat Shofar, there's a machloket Rava v'Rabbi Zera, whether mitzvot tzrichot kavana or en tzrichot kavana. It's a tremendous מחלוקת ראשונים, להלכה מרן פסק, שומע כעונה. That מרן פסק, that מצוות צריכות כוונה. Everybody knows, yeah. No, 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 he says, even בדיעבד, you're not יוצא למצווה. No, now, מרן פסק, מצוות צריכות כוונה. Listen to what the Baal HaTanya says, in סימן תף פתת, סעיף קטן י' ב'. He says, ואפילו אם לא ספר עימהם כלל, say a person in קהל, he doesn't count the Omer all. אלא ששמע הספירה מן אחד, מן הציבור, שספרו, ולא נתכוון כלל להוציא, וגם הוא לא נתכוון לצאת בשמיעה זו, אלא שמע לפיתומו. Says, let's say, very, very common case. A guy standing in shul, he didn't do anything, he's just standing there, he didn't have כוונת to be יוצא, not to be, nothing. Stam, yeah, nothing, neutral. Yeah? And he hears somebody, whether it's the שליח ציבור or anybody else, making a ברכה, and counting. He says, לא יברך כשיספור בלילה, שהשומע כעונה, ואפילו היה מחשב, אין אני מתכוון לצאת בצפירה זו, אין זה כלום, לאומרים שמצוות אין צריכות כוונה כלל, אלא אם כן מחשב, אני מתכוון שלא לצאת בה. Which means, he's saying like this. He points out that this kind of person would not be allowed to be sofer with the bracha. He would have to count over that night because la'alacha we paskin that mitzvot tzrichot kavana. And you didn't have kavana, positive kavana, to be yotze, so you have to count again. But what about the bracha? With regards to brachot, okay, we hold, and we spoke about this last week, with regards to brachot we say, that safek brachot la'akel, and even though we don't hold that mitzvot en tzrichot kavana, but with regards to brachot, what do we say? We're concerned with that opinion. Two, that's why, by the way, like we spoke about last week, right? Let's say you're medakdik and your friend comes over to you and he says, what night of the Omer is it? And you say, Hayom, kach v'kach la'omer. What does Maran say? Hey, Ryan, what's the halacha? You lost the bracha. Hey, wait a second. For that night, for the 6 days, nachon. Or during the rest of the 49 days, if he said, Hayom, kach v'kach la'omer, Shem, kach v'kach, Yamim, kach v'kach, Shavot v'yamim. Listen, there are plenty of doorknobs out there. Anyway, Bekitsur, I say doorknob in Persian. Like a real dit. Anyway, Bekitsur, a doorknob is, domem. Anyway, there are people like that. Avan mikol makom. So why do you lose the bracha? Did I have kavanah to be yotze? I had kavanah to answer your question. Why should I lose the bracha that night? That's not fair. Elama, we say that because of the machloket, whether or not mitzvot tzrichot kavana or en tzrichot kavana, that only affects the ikara mitzvah. You'd have to do the mitzvah again with kavana. However, with regards to bracha, it negates the bracha because safek brachot la'akel, because according to the opinion that mitzvot enan tzrichot kavana, what happened? You're already yotze. Unless what? Unless you have negative kavana. By the way, that's another... That's another way to get out of it. I don't know if we spoke about it this week, but if, let's say Ryan asks me, what night of the Omer is tonight? Tonight's going to be 27. So he asks me tonight, what night of the Omer is 27? So I think in my mind, if I answer his question, hineni mitkaven shelo latzet yedei chova with this answer. And I say, hayom shiv'a ve'esrim yom la'omer. Shehem and whatever. What's the halacha? Can I count with the bracha again later? Bevadai. Why? Because over there you had negative kavanah. Zok the Baal HaTanya. However, if you don't have negative kavanah and you only have neutral kavanah over here, and the Rashba that we just saw in the Tshuva says that you're yotze b'shomea ke'one, not only are you yotze, not only does, when you actually say the words, does that create a problem of yetziat yedei chova according to the opinion that mitzvot enan tzrichot kavana, but even when you hear, because once the Rashba established that the mitzvah of Svirat HaOmer is subject to the laws and regulations of Shomea Keone, that means what? Even just listening very neutrally to what's going on around me, if I didn't have specific negative kavana not to be yotze with the Svirat that's going on, just listening to the words being uttered by the Shliach Tzibur, says the Baal HaTanya, negates my ability to say a bracha afterwards. That's
why can't you say that the stanka is not to be used, especially in today's day and age where you intended to say bracha afterwards?
Well, one sec. I'm telling you the words of the Baal HaTanya. That's what he says. And according to him, by the way, this creates a really big deal because I would venture to say that 99% of Am Yisrael, especially the way we do it, you know, I know places that because of this problem, they did something else. They said, you know what? The Shliach Tzibur is going to say it, but after everybody else. They have the Shliach Tzibur do Svirat HaOmer B'kol Ram after the Kaan. I don't know. But why? Because of this problem. Because what? If the Shliach Tzibur says it before, and you have people maybe are not so, forget about Amihad, it's just people who are not aware of this halacha. According to the Baal HaTanya, you're losing Yatzah Shcharo B'Hefsedo because by having the Shliach Tzibur say it B'kol Ram, what's happening now? You're putting them in a position where they are going to possibly lose their ability to make the bracha because of at least the sabal of whether mitzvot tzichot kavanah.
Why do you have to bracha? I mean, people have to go home and have a many situations after don't make the bracha.
Yeah.
The Baal HaTanya, 128 years that we get the chama.
Yeah.
And he said, over, even in this situation is meant to listen.
But anytime there's a bracha for the masses, the problem is with that is that not always is the shliach tzibur such a talmid chacham to be mechaven and to be motzi everybody of the chovah. So you know it's better to make if it's be'emet talmid chacham. He says, I have kavanah to be motzi, but oh manayim fine. But you hear the issue, matomim. Yeah.
Is he saying even if the person doesn't answer amen, the Rosh Hashanah will say that if you hear a bracha and you have kavanah to be yotzeh, you don't answer amen, you're still yotzeh.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the case. You say, I'm not kavanah to stop, but this is not bracha, I don't answer amen, I'll say yotzeh.
According to the Baal HaTanya, it has nothing to do necessarily with the bracha. It has to do with the sfira. Kol shekin when you have a bracha and a sfira. Even if I just heard the sfira, he says it would be a problem. Yeah. Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the sfira, the saying ayom kach v'kach, that's the sfira. No, we're choshesh for the fact that you're yotzeh the mitzvah al yedei shomea ke'oneh, according to the man de'amar, mitzvot and tzvot kavana, therefore that negates your ability to say the bracha later.
Why can't you say tzachem lachem, so therefore you have to be on your own, it only be the avad, in this situation you will be yotzeh somebody else. He could not see you, like the
tzachem lachem. That's not what the Rashba says. Rashba says afilu chatzil. He says those words afilu chatzil. So now that means we do have precedent among the rishonim that there is such a thing. We don't find anybody arguing on him. The rishonim. The prichadash says that. The prichadash does say it's b'di'avad. The Birkei Yosef jumps on the prichadash and he says, "What are you talking about?" Rashba says mefurash afilu lachatzilah. We don't find that there's anything just like any other shomea kone. Is there a mitzvah lachatzilah? You know, for any other time with the shomea kone to do yourself? No, you'd say. So based on this, it would seem that the prevalent minhag Yisrael would cause problems for many people. And because of that, Maran Tichon Ad Barcha says in Chazon Avadiyah, he does bring down this Baal HaTanya and he says, therefore, in order to be yotze, cover all of your bases, what's the best thing to do? Have kavanah, either verbally, mentally, at least once during Sfirat HaOmer in the beginning or any other time you become aware that this law exists, that what? I'm mitkaven not to be yotze. I have specific negative kavanah not to be yotze with anybody's bracha or anybody's sfira until I say the bracha and the sfira on my own. Once I think or say that, for the duration of Sfirat HaOmer, it doesn't matter what I hear, whatever, because I made it tonight that I'm only going to be yotze when I do it myself. And then you're safe. Huh?
Imagine you forget to count because it was not time, 24 hours past.
Once you make that tonight, the only time you'd be able to rely on it is if you have specific kavanah to the contrary, that I want to be yotze. You understand? That's the way it works. Now. What? Should say, you know, once every year.
The same, you're thinking.
Yeah, thinking is fine. Thinking is fine. Any tana'im in general, thinking it is fine. Now.
Does anybody know I tell you that the target intention is not to be yotze?
Yes, the opinion that mitzvot tzrichot kavana.
Except for that. To Gama say normally that would be a situation, but in this situation, it's for sure anybody who knows anything.
So one second, hold on. So this is, I just told you what the Chazon Avadiyah says is best case scenario. Make this tonight. And if you didn't do it on the first night, that's okay. Even if you just, you know, become aware of it before the 27th number, that's also good. You know what I'm saying? Better late than never. Now, the issue is, for those who don't make this tonight, which probably statistically, Ryan, who are the people who don't make this tonight? Yeah, probably shoot higher. Probably 99.5% of people in Am Yisrael who want to fulfill this mitzvah properly and don't make this tonight. Shall we say that they are in possible violation of at least a safik bracha levatala, according to the Baal HaTanya, who says that when they hear the bracha and the sfira from the shliach tzibur, that they can no longer count with the bracha that night because of the opinion of you know, mitzvot inan tzirchot kavana? There's a mitzvah, you know, if there's a minhag Yisrael in general, you know, it's a nice thing, it's a mitzvah to try and defend that minhag. So, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu writes in Chazon Ovadia that making this tonight is certainly a good thing to do, certainly preferable, but it's certainly not me'akev, and it certainly does not create, although we don't hold like the Rav in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, like the Baal HaTanya. Although he does raise that concern, there are ways to diffuse that concern, which are as follows. Listen carefully. First of all, there is a very interesting Talmidei Rabbein Yonah at the end of the first Pirik of Brachot. And he quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's Rashbam. He quotes him as saying that although the Rashbam, by the way, Lahalacha, both in Brachot and in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Rashbam himself is of the opinion that mitzvot enan tzrichot kavana. He holds like that. Now the Rashbam says that although mitzvot en tzrichot kavana l'da'ato, hani mi lebistam, aval b'mitkaven shelo latzet yideh chovah eno yotze. This only applies when, you know, neutral. But if you have kavana, specific intent, to the contrary, not to be yotze, you're not yotze. And he says, listen to these words. U'mita'am zeh, נוהגים העולם להבדיל בביתם במוצאי שבת ויום טוב, אף על פי שכבר שמעו הבדלה בבית הכנסת, הם ונשיהם ובניהם. מפני שבשעה ששמעו הבדלה בבית הכנסת, הייתה כוונתם לחזור ולהבדיל בביתם. וכאילו כיוונו להדיה שלא לצאת ידי חובה בהבדלה של בית הכנסת, כי אם בהבדלה שבביתם. It's a huge thing. You know, many times, it's מנהג ישראל to do Havdalah b'vet ha-knesset. There is such a thing. Yeah, why? We do Havdalah for people who wouldn't be able to do it elsewhere. Some people even do Kiddush b'vet ha-knesset. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, what does he say about that minhag? Nowadays better? Lo la'asot. But those who do continue doing it, yesh lam al mashi yismochu, it's a minhag shel ha-geonim. The geonim, huh? Lel Shabbat. No, we're talking about just not having Kiddush in Shul. We're talking about making Kiddush al kos yayin after Arvit. Minhag Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, Maran tried to abolish it because nowadays we don't have people. What was the reason for the minhag to begin with? They didn't have where to go and they just hung out in the shul. And they didn't even have what to eat. They just slept there. In order to be motziotam something, the Geonim instituted to make it not usually the case anymore. And therefore, it could cause brachot levatala if you don't drink melulu gmav, v'chule, so it's better not to. But at least Abdallah, Shulchan Aruch says meforash that it's minhag Yisrael to make Abdallah bevet haKnesset. Now, many of the people...
Why? To be motzi other people,
yeah. Now, many of the people who hear Abdallah bevet haKnesset later on go home and make Abdallah at home for their families. Says the Rashbam, quoted by Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and Ran in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the Masechet, they say, one second, but according to the opinion that mitzvot en tzrichot kavana, how in the world can these people who have already heard Havdalah in Bet HaKnesset go home and do it again, either for their families, or not even, sometimes the entire family is in the shul, anashim nashim bataf, and then they go home and make Havdalah again after everybody was yotzei. How do you do that? Especially according to the mandaman, mitzvot en tzrichot kavana, you don't even need specific kavana to be yotzei. If you're saving by default, so how does that even work? Says the Rashbam, as quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah in the Ran, he says that since in the back of my mind, I know that I am going to go home and make Havdalah again, It's as if that constitutes specific kavanah for me not to be a tzaddik. Well, even that's a situation where even though I didn't have a specific negative intention, but since in the back of my mind, I have in mind to go do Havdalah at home, that constitutes a negative intention. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Vav says something very similar. We don't, Sfaradim don't really do this. It's not our minhag. Our minhag, the minhag of the Sfaradim. According to the Ari HaKadosh, where we do Birkot HaShachar? At home. Birkot HaShachar you do at home. But minhag Ashkenazim, and this apparently was the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch as well, that they did Birkot HaShachar in Bet HaKnesset. And apparently,
they still do it.
Ashkenazim start davening. They start. Well, that's a different story. But they, Ashkenazim, by and large, only do Birkot HaShachar the first time when they get to Shul. Now, that being said, they had an interesting minhag in that time, which was that even before Tfilah, the Kahal used to gather. They used to gather together, and they used to have, quote unquote, like a what they call a Brachot party. You know what a Brachot party is? Women do it on Shabbat afternoon. Yeah? They get together. She says, Mizonot, Sha'aetz Adama Sha'akol. Yofi. Amen. Next one. Mizonot, Sha'aetz Adama Sha'akol. Tov Me'on. Yeah? And they keep on going like that. Just they did the same thing with Birkot HaShachar. One guy stood up there, said all the Birkot HaShachar. They all answered Amen. Next. And then they went, you know, they went around in, you know, in a circle. Say, the post scheme, how could that have been a legitimate minhag? Hare, over here, we're not even talking about mitzvot, we're talking about brachot. And by brachot bevadai, especially since it's a birkat ha-shevach that's not associated with the mitzvah, certainly there should be room to say safek brachot la'akil, that once you heard the first guy saying birkot ha-shachar, you should no longer be able to say these brachot yourself, especially according to the opinion of mitzvot and sechot kavanah. Even if he didn't have specific kavanah to be yotzei. The Bet Yosef himself asks it. And then he answers, he says like this. The Bet Yosef says, Yesh nohagim, this is in Siman Vav, Sayyid Dalit. Manan says, Yesh nohagim, she'achar shebirech adam birkot ha-shachar, ve'anu acharav amen, chozer echad me'aonim amen, umvarech birkot ha-shachar, ve'kaseder hazeh osim kulam, ve'en le'arayer alehem, ולומר שהרי כבר יצאו בשמיעתם, ובמה שענו אמן תחילה, he says, and then everybody else says ברכות לבטלה, because they're already יוצא, זאת מרן, אין להרער. Why? Says, שהמברך אינו מכוון להוציאם ידי חובה. Number one, the מברך doesn't have כוונה to be מוצי. So without כוונה of the מוצי, to be מוצי, nothing happened. A. And B, even more importantly, even if he did, says מרן, וגם הם אינם מכוונים לצאת ידי חובתם בברכתו. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, since they have kavanah, so they know that they're all going to get up there and say their own brachot. When you know that you're going to make your own bracha, that serves as a quasi-negative kavanah not to be yotzei. Now,
there, the only reason they say that that's good and amen on their bracha?
Yeah.
Is that so worthwhile? Is it say that the building director is not the... say because
you
don't want to stop the learning or
anything
else.
We're not learning, and this is a bit of Knesset.
It's 5 minutes before everybody can say the
Amen is worth it. You're comparing Amen to Gesundheit? Amen is Amen. Yeah. Now, Amen is, you know, Gadol Ha'one Amen Yoter Min HaMevarech. Amen is, you know, the quintessential part of every bracha is to answer Amen. It's giving validity, it's giving worth. The one, again?
The guy only able to answer amen because of the one making the bracha.
I know, but the one making the bracha is only a vehicle to get other people to answer amen. You understand?
No, I'm saying in general, if someone, the man says, the law of amen is going to be barred,
yeah.
The person making the bracha himself is one causing the one making the
bracha. So he's misaya lidbar mitzvah. That's what he is. He's misaya. Yeah? Now listen to this. You have to know, obviously you got to be balanced. You know, there's many, many times. It happens a lot. You know, that's why when we make brachot, we try to make it bekoram to be mezakeh people to answer amen. But, you know, you got to be normal about it. You have to be balanced about it. Sometimes, it's just not the time and place, like the doctor said. You know, there's sometimes in the middle of the tefillah, especially early in the morning. You know, early in the morning, most people, even if you're a morning person, yeah, I happen to be a morning person, but even if you're a morning person, you know, in the morning, when people are gathering into the Beit HaKnesset and it's the beginning of the tefillah, whatever, in general, it's quiet, yeah? You always have this one guy out of nowhere, Baruch Ata Hashem, it's, you know, quiet, people are davening to themselves, and I know, it's, but Michael, you know what I'm talking about? There's always a...
Yeah, there's, I hear the voice of one of them, one of those guys. But
again, that falls
and then Baruch Hashem, this, you know, Ploni Almoni enters, but he came, Baruch Hashem. So, Leit'atef betzitzit, in the middle of Tfilat, Shiket, Shev b'Sheket Ata. Anyway, b'kitzul, lo kacha?
My ears are still ringing sometimes, Rabbi.
It's like the people who drop Ya'alev Yavo bombs, also in the middle of, it's not even stealth bombers, it's
bunker bombers, it's Patriot missiles.
No, and but there's people, you're like, you're in Shema Koleno and the guy says Morita Tal, and you're like, okay, what are you trying to prove? That you pray with much more Kavanah than more people? I'm not talking about the guy that speeds in 20 seconds.
Morita Tal, when we're only 6 months in. There's people like that too. Hashem Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael. Yes. Yeah. Aval mikol makom rabotai lemaskana in Chazon Obadiah he says therefore shelo chas v'shalom neotzi la'az on the vast majority of Am Yisrael who's not you know perhaps so learned about this fact that you should preferably be making this t'nai. The halacha is that Meikaradin, since everybody knows that they are going to be making a bracha and counting right after the Shliach Tzibur, similar to what we said from the Rashbam, similar to what we said from Maran and Birkot HaShachar, the same applies over here, in that they know that they are going to make a bracha and count on their own. And since they know that they're going to do that, that counts as negative kavanah, and they're not yotzei d'chovah, therefore there's not really, it's only l'chatechila. There is one opinion, it's interesting, the Beit Yosef brings it in Siman Tavkuf Petet, in Ilchot Shofar, the Ra'a, Rabbeinu Aharon HaLevi, Rabbi of the Ritva, the Ra'ah holds that according to the opinion that mitzvot ein tzrichot kavanah, even if you have negative intent, it won't help you. Afilo omed v'tzoveach, even if you're standing and screaming that you don't want to be yotzei d'chovah, according to the man de'amar, mitzvot ein tzrichot kavanah, you are yotzei against your will. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah. Yeah, well, the Beit Yosef brings down that every other Rishon besides for the Ra'ah disagrees with that, and the halacha does not follow that ra'ah. He says he was nitcha me'halacha, and the halacha is that even according to the opinion, shomea mitzvot in tzrichot kavana, that's only bistam. But if you have negative kavana not to be yotzeh, that works. Then you're not yotzeh be'emet. V'chin halacha. That's not, so we're not even concerned with that shita, because then you wouldn't be able to make brachot anytime. It's over. You know, every time there's a bracha for something, you wouldn't be able to make it. So that's really the long and short of this sugya. So it is good, you know, listen, wherever possible, if you can make the t'nai easily and whatever. Yeah.
If you don't make the t'nai, then you can argue that the negative, the norm is not to have intention. So you could make it. Then you forget to make it. You have not to rely on, so you will continue to count.
Yeah.
If you don't make it, you have the change you need to do.
Yeah, you could, maybe. Maybe. So.
So the best thing to do, let's say someone runs to Midian and makes it a set, make an announcement before the first letter, because obviously, you're not out, so you have in mind that you're not being, you're not fully recreation for the first time, you're making your own last effort, you're just making the rest up for everyone in the beginning.
That's a good thing.
That's basically the time for everyone, not everyone's mind.
Now it's everyone's mind. They thought it. It's, you know, one tonight per Sfirat HaOmer. Yeah. Now it's to make that announcement on night 27 is a little bit odd, but on night one, I think that would be a very, you know, that's mizaket rabim. That's a big thing. Yeah, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm. earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It is a backup bracha. Recognizing that to be utility.
Backup bracha? Oh, without a bracha. Yeah, yeah, Shulchan Aruch Mefurash.
Later on, you do take it.
I guess there's plenty of people who, you know, who got messed up in the middle of Sfira and they lost their bracha to be motzi. Any of those people? Say a person's ignorant, doesn't know how to say it. Is it motzi? So. Nah. Do yourself. Do the mitzvah yourself. So, we're going to stop here and then we'll say a little bit around the parasha. Uh-oh. I don't think we should leave. Oh, no. No, you see, you know what happened? I'm not the host anymore. Matt, can you host me? You're the host. Yeah. We're all guests in Hashem's world. Hold on. Know how to transfer hostership?
You can host now.
No.
No.
Matt.
No.
Shnia. How do you claim host? You see, it doesn't even give you.
Yeah, tell
Matt transfer it, huh?
Tell Matt to press on Simon Afriant's name.
Press on Simon's name.
And then you make host.
And then click make host.
Co-host, whatever.
Co-host.
Good. Host now.
Okay, good. Okay, so now we can stop. Good?
Yeah.